So listen, to be completely transparent and upfront, because this is Channel 9, we actually shot this yesterday. We tried, but because the D2D, the IE graphics rendering happened on D2E is so fast that Camtasia could not capture, because it only captures up to about 16 frames per second. Yep. And then, to be fair, either could Expression. So we had to bring these guys into the Microsoft Studios to use a super high-powered 120 frame per second capturing device. You will see those demos so that you could really see the difference. But anyway, we had to be up front. So now we want to talk to you about what you've done and how it works. So have a seat, make yourself comfortable. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Christian Fontini, and I've been joining the IE team about a year ago. I should say joining back, because back in the 90s, when we were in competition with Netscape at the time, I was actually also part of the IE team at the time. So it's kind of coming back to coming back home a little bit for me.
Excellent.
And for the past year, I've been working on this graphic technology for IE.
Excellent.
And I'm Anjali Parekh. I was in IE team before in I55 and I6 time frame, and now I'm back in IE since I8, and now I'm in charge of testing graphics infrastructure for the team.
Excellent.
In IE9.
Perfect. So we brought back some big guns.
Yes.
Right on. IE9 is serious. So talk to us about, what have you done?
Yes. Well, one of the things we've done is we want to take advantage of Windows, and we want to take advantage as much as possible of the machine on which you're running Windows and Internet Explorer. And one of the technology that we have in Windows is DirectX. DirectX is a graphic technology. It essentially replaces GDI, but it uses the graphic card. It uses the hardware, the GPU that you have in the machine. In Windows 7 and now in Vista, we have a technology called Direct2D.
Okay.
Direct2D is essentially a 2D rendering engine based on DirectX or Direct3D. It does not only vector graphics and things that you would expect from a graphic system, but it also handles text. And so we've done a lot of work, kind of detailed work around text, because you have a lot of text in web pages.
Yes.
So one of the things that Direct2D does for us with DirectWrite is allows us to position text in between pixels. We'll call this subpixel position. And really what it does is it gives you a better readability for web pages and for anything you write over there. So we can basically use floating point coordinates for each character in a text string, and so give you a much better spacing, a much more natural spacing between the characters. That enhances readability. It also allows us to do like zooming in and out, or animation with text in a much smoother way.
So this is because of, in some sense, subpixel computation. Calculation.
Yes,
so it's very precise to the 1/3 of the pixels.
That's
where they are spaced nicely and evenly.
Perfect.
On the screen, and better readability.
Absolutely. And so if you have scrolling text, sort of like the canonical example is the Star Wars in a galaxy far, far away, scrolling at an angle. Right now, in today's browsers, it's choppy because they're hitting GDI.
Right. That's correct.
But in the future, in the soon-to-be future, whenever the future is, right now you guys have it working, you're showing it to us, it's nice and smooth. But this isn't only about text, right? I mean, this means everything that happens from a graphical standpoint is targeting the GPU.
Yeah. So another thing that we're doing is we know developers want to do rounded corners. They want to basically have richer user interface.
Sure.
One of the things is rounded corners, box shadows, things like that. Rounded corners becomes quite easy with a technology like GDI. We can compute all the complicated cases where the width of the border changes, where we have complicated border styles like dashes or dots, and we want to actually round those. All these things become fairly easy, and again, because that's floating point computation, that's what we give to the graphic system, and then the graphic system will actually do its best to approximate the position using anti-aliasing and to give you the impression that it's really in between pixels. We get, again, very smooth, very nice edges that, when they're animated, really move smoothly. And that's what you can see in the demo. That's why we had to go to the studio and record. Because
thanks for doing that, by the way.
Resolution and frame rate.
Totally. And, of course, what people are seeing is this is just a capture from his laptop to a super powerful capture device. Mm-hmm. This is not any games or magic we're playing. It's the real deal.
And for the rounded corners, I want to add something a little bit, is you need to write very less amount of code to get to that functionality. Developers need to write small amount of code to have that effect.
Beautiful. I remember back in the day when I was writing WinForms apps. You know, remember WinForms?
Yeah.
I think they're still around.
Yeah.
We had to make this thing for PDC-03 that we called the Vibe app. So maybe people out there remember Vibe. That was me and Bryn. And it was such a pain to have to create rounded corners or anything that wasn't rigid. So beautiful, man. You're talking about web pages, which is even nicer. So it's going to be like an attribute in CSS, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful. Very cool.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is images. One of the things that the hardware can do really well, the video hardware, the graphic card, is scale images. It can scale, zoom and out images in essentially no time, real time. And so we want to take advantage of that. And that's something, so if you take something like a map, Virtual Earth or a Bing map or Google Maps, they use a lot of little tiles.
Mm.
Those tiles get scaled in and out in order to compose the map.
Yeah.
This is something we can achieve much faster. And that's the case for any picture or image on the web.
Mm.
And that gives us, again, a much faster zooming and panning around on the map, something that's much smoother because of the number of frames. We can achieve easily 40, 60 frames a second, while before GDI it was limited to only a few frames a second. So you get a much faster experience where the map literally keeps up with your mouse. That's something that we also had to go to the lab, to the studio to record.
Well, they're seeing it right
now. Really show you what it looks like.
That's amazing. Now, let's talk, this is wonderful. I mean, absolutely. What were some of, you're an engineer, what were some of the biggest challenges that you had to face? Because in reality, people still need to print.
Yeah.
There's going to be ActiveX controls I'm going to want to instantiate that maybe I'm doing some graphical stuff, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about,
people want to print what they want to
do. People need to print,
page,
man.
Right? They see on the screen. it's a big problem.
People don't really understand.
It's a hard problem to solve.
Exactly, but you did.
Yep. You're working on it to get it working.
Yeah, printing was printing is a big problem and something that we're solving, absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing you mentioned, ActiveX controls.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. We, for example, Silverlight or Flash, for that matter, are ActiveX controls that can work in that mode that we call Windows, where they actually are rendering on the same surface as Internet Explorer is.
Okay.
And now that we're using a different surface, a DirectX surface, as opposed to a GDI or device context. We had to do a little bit of plumbing to get things like Silverlight and Flash to actually continue to render and render at the same speed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of details. When you go to subpixel positioning and the size of characters, therefore the width of each character changes as a result of being able to do fractional computation, suddenly the length of the line will change as a result, and so that might, for those developers that want pixel-perfect pages, it might actually change the look and feel. So that's something else that we got to pay attention to as well, and give the means to developer to achieve the results that they want.
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of ActiveX, I mean, as most people, I mean, everybody knows out there, an ActiveX is basically a COM object, right? And
yep.
So you're writing in C++, or maybe VB. I don't know, is anyone writing VB these days and for ActiveX? But so C++, let's say I've written a C++ that's all about graphical experience, and I'm writing against GDI directly. In which case, this you're not going to magically take the GDI pipeline and go, no, let me transfer that over to this, right? I mean,
well, we actually,
or are you?
We actually do. Yeah. What we do is we'll create that surface that the, from the point of view of the ActiveX control, it'll still be using GDI and rendering the way it was before. But internally, we do some magic to actually get that on the DirectX surface or the DX.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see, you know, one of the things that, like, do you see, like, this having more than just, wow, Bing Maps is a wonderful experience, the pan and zoom, and wow, I can look at the Star Wars animation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this might actually, like, really influence the advent of a whole new way of thinking about composing web experience. Because now it's like a game.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to a web page where I can have this sort of game-like experience with beautiful transitions and crystal clear text, but let's talk a little bit about that, because I mean, you are thinking future-wise.
Yeah, we definitely are. We know developers want richer applications.
Yeah.
They want their UI to look more and more modern. They want animation, they want transitions, they want a lot of interactivity with the page. That's kind of the kind of things that this technology allows us to deliver, and to deliver in a way that's very fast, fast rendering, fast frame rate.
Mm-hmm.
We also, today, it's the other thing is it's using the hardware.
Yeah.
As the hardware gets better,
yes,
it will get better. As machines start basically appearing that will optimize for the DirectX technology, things will even get better for the user. So this is really about using all the resources that we have, all the graphic resources, and then in the future, you know, really improving as these graphic technologies and resources improve.
Well, I mean, the days of having one GPU on your system are numbered.
Exactly.
You're going to have anywhere from 500, you could have 300 GPUs on your system someday, and 700 CPUs on the same die.
Yep.
That is insanity, the kind of power that's coming. So yeah, we better start taking advantage of it. And if I could have a great programming experience making a web page that used all the cores on the system, I mean, that's a JavaScript problem, we won't get into that. But this is beautiful, man. So
using Windows technologies plus hardware capabilities.
But you don't need an operating system, right? I mean, look, Chrome OS, it's just a web browser. I mean, this actually shows the power of having a very powerful operating system underneath your browser.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing to understand.
Yeah, it really is about getting the most out of those technologies that are in Windows 7
mm-hmm.
and Vista.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that. I mean, there is so much richness here in that OS.
Yeah.
And we know users, by and large, spend the majority of their time, you know, in the browser, browsing the web, doing whatever it is that they are doing, connecting their business or personal life on the web.
Uh-huh.
So we know they spend a huge amount of time on the web. We want to make that experience utilize the hardware and utilize Windows and the power of Windows as much as possible.
Thank you again, man.
Thanks.
Great to see you. Thanks for going into the studio and shooting those captures.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Cheers, everybody.